Hello, my wonderful friend. It's me, Inara, and I am so happy you're here today. You know, the magic book and I have been noticing something absolutely beautiful happening in homes all around the world. We're seeing children ages 5 and 6 who are naturally stepping into the role of teachers and mentors, and I want to talk with you about why this is such a wonderful sign of development. Maybe you've noticed your kindergartner patiently showing their younger sibling how to tie shoes, or explaining the rules of a game to a friend, or even correcting you when you read a story differently than usual. And perhaps you've wondered, is my child being bossy? Should I be concerned about this behavior? Let me share something the magic book taught me that might shift how you see this completely. When your child teaches and mentors others, their brain is doing something absolutely amazing. They're not being bossy. They're building some of the most sophisticated cognitive and social-emotional skills humans can develop. Here's what the research shows, and this is so beautiful. When children explain something to another person, their brain has to do multiple complex tasks all at once. They have to understand the concept themselves, figure out what the other person knows and doesn't know, choose the right words to explain it, watch for understanding, and adjust their teaching if needed. That's incredible executive function development happening right before your eyes. Dr. Jeannie Ho from the National Association for the Education of Young Children explains that children learn by observing other people, getting ideas about how new behaviors are formed, and using the ideas to guide their actions. This modeling principle is essential for developing teaching abilities in young children. When your child teaches someone else, they're actually deepening their own understanding while building empathy, communication skills, and confidence. The CASEL framework, which is the gold standard for social and emotional learning, identifies 5 core competencies that teaching and mentoring naturally develop. Self-awareness, because children learn what they know and what they're good at. Self-management, because they practice patience and persistence. Social awareness, because they have to understand what another person needs. Relationship skills, because teaching requires connection and communication, and responsible decision-making, because they choose how to help most effectively. Research published in peer-reviewed journals shows that when children ages 5 and 6 are supported in developing these skills through guided discussions and collaborative activities, they significantly enhance their ability to share knowledge and support their peers. This isn't just nice. It's foundational for their future success in school, relationships, and life. So what can you do to nurture these beautiful teaching and mentoring abilities in your child? Let me share some gentle, research-backed strategies. First, celebrate their desire to help others learn. When you notice your child teaching something, acknowledge it with specific praise. You might say, "I noticed how patiently you showed your friend how to build that tower. You're such a thoughtful teacher." This validates their natural instinct to share knowledge and encourages them to continue. Second, create opportunities for peer teaching. If your child has mastered something, whether it's counting to 20 or doing a cartwheel, invite them to teach it to someone else. You could say, "Your little cousin is learning to count. Would you like to show them how you do it?" These moments build confidence and reinforce their learning. Third, model being a learner yourself. Let your child teach you something. Ask genuine questions. Say things like, "I've never understood how that works. Can you explain it to me?" When children see that even adults are always learning and that teaching goes both ways, it creates a beautiful culture of knowledge sharing in your home. Fourth, teach them how to check for understanding. You might say, when you're showing someone how to do something, it helps to ask, "Does that make sense? Or would you like me to show you again?" This develops their empathy and helps them become more effective teachers. And fifth, help them understand that everyone has different gifts to share. Some children are great at explaining math, others at showing how to draw, others at teaching kindness. When your child sees that everyone has knowledge worth sharing, they develop both confidence in their own abilities and respect for others' strengths. Now, let me tell you about a story from the Book of Inara that shows this so beautifully. It's called The Vision Keepers of Clarity Lane, and it's about 2 friends, Lucas and Ella, who discover something magical at an eye doctor's office. In this story, Lucas and Ella meet a younger child who is frightened about getting their first pair of glasses. And here's what's so special. Lucas uses his gift for storytelling to share fascinating historical facts about famous people who wore glasses, making them seem cool and interesting. Ella uses her scientific knowledge to explain exactly how glasses work in a way that makes sense to a worried child. Together, their different teaching styles combine to help someone feel brave and understood. This story demonstrates that teaching and mentoring isn't about being perfect or knowing everything. It's about sharing what you know with kindness, using your unique gifts to help others, and discovering that when we teach, we create ripples of positive change in the world. After you read this story with your child, you might talk about times they've helped someone learn something new. Ask them, what did it feel like to share your knowledge? How did you know what would help your friend understand? These conversations deepen their awareness of their own teaching abilities and help them become even more thoughtful mentors. The magic book whispers this truth to me, and I want to share it with you. Every child is born with gifts to share. When we honor their natural desire to teach and mentor, we're not just supporting their development, we're helping them discover one of life's greatest joys, the joy of helping others learn and grow. Your 5 or 6-year-old who keeps showing their sibling how to do things, they're not being bossy. They're discovering that they have knowledge worth sharing. They're learning that they can make a difference in someone else's life. They're building the foundation for leadership, empathy, and lifelong learning. So the next time your child steps into that teacher role, take a moment to celebrate it. You're witnessing something truly special, a young person discovering their power to help others, one patient explanation at a time. The Magic Book and I are always here for you, cheering you on as you nurture these beautiful abilities in your child. You're doing such important work, and I see you. With love and starlight, Inara.